street of Buffalo Flats, Wyoming territory. Four men reclined inside as owly, soulless, and deadly a quartet of unshaven, low-at-heel privy scum as the husky young man had ever seen. As he'd ridden into town a minute ago, one of the prisoners had caught his eye, a big half-breed with a knotted scar where his left ear had been, and an even bigger scar where his hair had been. A silver hoop dangled from his sole remaining ear, and a sheer granite wall conveyed more expression than this man's blue-green eyes. Kuno nodded toward the half-breed.
This hound here, I saw him hauled off to jail up in Dakota. Cut a horse's throat.
In fact, Kuno, having heard the girl scream in the Missouri saloon down near the Bismarck River docks, had rushed upstairs to see the half-breed stumbling around the room holding a bloody Green River blade in one hand, a bottle in the other, while the girl flopped around, bleeding her life out on the floor beside the rumpled bed. One kick from Kuno's foot had dislodged the knife. Stomping the drunk, raging half-breed down on the floor in the whore's own thickening blood pool and holding him down with one boot and a spur rowel, he'd waited until the deputy town marshal had come with a sawed-off shotgun and manacles and hazed the pie-eyed half-breed off to jail.
Wouldn't have been in Bismarck, would it?
One of the two deputy U.S. marshals tended the wagon, a tall, rangy, sandy-haired gent with one wandering eye. He was mashing wheel dope into the hub of the wagon's left rear wheel.
It would? That jail didn't hold up old Fuego here for long. That night the town marshal's woman found the marshal and two deputies hacked up in the jailhouse like wolf-killed antelope and the half-breed long gone. The sheriff ran him to ground up in Standing Rock a few days back. We're taking him over the mountains to the federal pen.
Got a hang rope waiting on him and his kith and crow feather.
The second marshal, a gray, bearded, rotund gent, a hard 50 years old, adjusted the hams and collars of the two mules standing hang-headed in the wagon's hitch. He grinned and winked at Kuno.
After a proper jury trial, of course.
Don't doubt it a bit.
Kuno turned back to the half-breed, who stared through the bars at him, his eyes as expressionless as before, but now with his thick, mustached upper lip lifted above his large, rot-encrusted teeth, as though he'd been half-listening to the conversation and enjoying it. Kuno pinched his hat brim to the two marshals, then nudged Renegade forward.
Good trip to you, then.
Oh, I expect we will.
The older gent adjusted a heavy harness on the off-mule's neck. Kuno turned Renegade around the front of the mules in the shading arbor of the Buffalo Flats Saloon next door to the general store, before which the jail wagon was parked. He intended to head into the saloon for a dust-cutting beer before laying in trail supplies and continuing his journey to Crowfeather, where he hoped to secure a freight-hauling contract for him and his freighting partner, Serenity Parker, who was waiting for him there. Kuno had convinced a banker in Sweetwater, a man who'd fought in the war between the states with Kuno's late father, to grant him a loan with practically no collateral.
Say there, you wear that .45 like you know how to use it.
Kuno put Renegade up to the hitch rack flanked by a seed-flecked water trough. The younger deputy cocked his head and narrowed a speculative eye.
Care to throw in? It's a long ride and we could use another hand. There was supposed to be three of us, but old Milburn Hardy's down with the pony drip.
Obliged for the offer.
Kuno swung down from his saddle.
I'm headed in that direction, but I'm splitting wind and powdering sage. A business partner's waiting for me.
$1 a day and found.
The younger deputy canted his head to the other side and raised his eyebrows enticingly. He let his blue-eyed gaze flick to the Colt 45 fonged low on Kuno's right thigh, clad in smoke-stained deerskin.
Good as pistolero pay in these parts.
Appreciate it. Like I said, as soon as my horse is rested, I have to raise some dust.
After loosening Renegade's saddle cinch and slipping the bit so the horse could draw water, Kuno hoofed it up the saloon's three steps, swiping dust from his gun belt and deerskin breeches with his hat.
I don't blame you, son. Can't say as I blame you one bit for refusing a job hauling these vipers to their grisly rewards on that blister on the devil's ass known as the Mexicans.
Like I said, have a good one.
Kuno wheeled, and letting the din drift off behind him, passed through the bat wings and into the saloon. Cool shadows and the smell of beer, hard liquor, tobacco smoke, and sawdust washed over him. A refreshing reprieve from 2 days of blistering sun, trail dust, the ceaseless smell of scorched juniper.